Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do I support tax reform? Why or why not?
It needs to be distributed more equally.
I support it if it's fair to everyone.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning. Congratulations to early bird Brian from Newton. He has a Mannheim steamroller, Christmasville CD, and a hot chocolate canister, $15 value from Steve and Ted this morning on a Friday morning. Brian, thank you for listening. Now, three big things. Congress hits stumbling blocks in plan to overhaul tax code.
Two.
More information on the shooting of a 15-year-old girl in North Wichita.
One.
Pizza Hut offers reward in killing of delivery driver, $10,000. Three big things with Steve and Ted.
And we've got this morning the gasoline prices at around $2.19 a gallon. Not seeing too much out there. Just a couple of stations might be a cent or two better. $2.17, I saw that near Kellogg and Broadway. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 52 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 32. Saturday sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 61. Now partly cloudy. Northwest wind at 8 miles per hour and 32 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of the best bourbon bars in America by the Bourbon Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Hey, this afternoon, on the noon hour, around the noon hour, I will be at the Taco Bell at Kellogg and Greenwich with $98 cash. It's Christmas cash from Taco Bell, and I will award that to some random lucky person in the drive-thru lane. We've been doing this as we do every Christmas with Taco Bell. It's called Christmas cash. It's a great, great thing. I'm going to be at Kellogg and Greenwich in the noon hour today. Kellogg is opening a store in New York that it hopes will become a place for millennials to hang out and eat cereal. Cereal sales have been soft, and Kellogg has tried to reach out to those in their 20s and 30s before, such as pitching cereal as a late-night snack in ads. Now they're trying this new approach. Visitors of Kellogg's NYC Cafe pay up to $7.50 for a bowl of Fruit Loops or Frosted Flakes.
You've got to be kidding me.
That can be topped with sea salt and 30 other ingredients.
Oh, boy.
I'll tell you what, it's a snack. In the evening, I don't think that's too fattening or anything. A little bowl of cereal with a little milk.
You kidding me? Fruit Loops?
Not Fruit Loops. No, I wouldn't do that. I like the... I don't know.
That's just basically pure sugar.
Right, right.
Sitting in milk.
It's like candy.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly
eat,
what
I don't
it
eat
is.
That, no. All right, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all fell at the end of the day, despite intraday records Thursday.
After a record intraday for the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it did finish to the downside. Down 75 points at 24,509. The NASDAQ Composite down 19 at 68.56. The S&P 500 down 10 at 26.52. On the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we saw Disney as the number one performer, up nearly 3% on the day. Disney buying Fox Film and TV units for $52 billion. 21st Century Fox hit a new high. And retailers came under some pressure despite some good news for the latest numbers. Retail sales jumped more than forecast. It was a broad advance, climbing 0.8%. For the day, we did see some of the names such as Macy's and Nordstrom's pulling back. On the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Nicole Petalides, Fox News.
California has issued its first business licenses for the state's upcoming legal marijuana market. Recreational pot sales for adults start in California January 1st. Joining the state's long-running medical sales. They've had medicinal marijuana in California for quite a while. Delta Airlines has picked Europe's Airbus over Boeing for a huge order of new jets.
Ouch.
Delta says it will order 100 Airbus A321neo jets with a sticker price of $12.7 billion and take an option to buy another 100 jets, a deal that Chicago-based Boeing had hoped to land. This time, Delta's taking Airbus.
That hurts.
Yeah, thank you, Delta.
Appreciate that. We'll make
Thanks
sure
for buying American.
We'll make sure we ask for Delta Airlines next time we need to fly out of Wichita. Man. How about that? 6:51 now, Steve and Ted. How many bonds in your portfolio? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Remember back in 2009 at the low point of the recession when you had your portfolio readjusted to 60% stocks and 40% bonds? Well, you may have been more weighted in stocks until the recession hit. So you sold some of them off and waded into the bond market looking for safety. If you had done that and haven't readjusted your asset allocation, you would probably now have an 81% stock and 17% bond portfolio. Now, I reached that number by checking the growth of the S&P 500, which is the stock market essentially, versus the growth of the Barclays Bond Index. Well, if you're a set-it-and-forget-it type of investor, you're probably way overdue for a rebalancing. Asset allocations are not to be taken lightly. You and your certified financial planner develop a strategy to handle your appetite for risk and your need for growth. A number of factors, including your future income needs, current income, total assets, and contribution levels, help us determine in which asset classes you should invest. So when one asset class grows more than another, you will need to rebalance if you want to stay on track with your allocation. Let's take a very simple example with $100,000. You've determined that, say, 50% of your money needs to be in the stock market for growth, and the other 50% is in California real estate investments. Let's say that the real estate boom hits your investment and grows 25%, but the stock market grows just 5%. At the end of the year, your stocks are at $52,000 and the real estate is at $62,500. You no longer have a 50-50 allocation. Rebalancing would mean that you sell enough of the real estate and buy some more equities to rebalance the portfolio back to 50-50. Rebalancing is no guarantee of better returns, but it does keep you on track. If in the following year the real estate market were to crash 40% and you had not rebalanced, you would have had been in a position to lose much more than if you had rebalanced. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
All right. Thank you, Don.
Today is National Ugly Christmas Sweater Day. I don't have one. This is going to be an international event now occurring on the third Friday of December. The celebration gives holiday lovers worldwide a chance to wear their ugly Christmas sweaters. In 2014, they partnered with Save the Children in their Make the World with a Sweater campaign, Make the World Better with a Sweater campaign. You can now help children across the world by wearing an ugly sweater on December 18th and encouraging others to go online and donate. I don't think I have an ugly Christmas sweater. I may have an ugly sweater, but I don't have an ugly Christmas sweater.
Of course, that was part of our Christmas festivities yesterday at the company luncheon.
Yeah. Who won that, do you know? I mean, I was not paying any attention at that point. I was packing my bag. I was ready to skate out of there.
Yeah, you were... You were on your exit plan already by that point.
I was ready to blow and go right there. You know who won? There were about six people who got up there.
I actually was concentrating on my chicken and gravy. I'm not sure I was paying attention at that point.
You were just about up to your nose in gravy right there. So, again, catered by Strouds and our good friend Kevin up there, who takes care of us. Kevin, by the way, wanted to pose with the Marconi Award. Did you know that?
I heard you mentioned something like that.
So he and we posed. I don't know where.
Very nice.
John, one of our salespeople, John Pullman, took the picture, and apparently it's gone now. Who knows where it is? So. All right, we had a great day yesterday. Great luncheon. Ugly sweater day. Coming up 6:55 now, coming up at 7 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A look at all of today's news. Congress hitting some stumbling blocks for that tax overhaul bill. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.